Chapter 10. Income Autopilot 2. Testing the Muse. Many of these theories have been killed off only when some decisive experiment exposed their incorrectness. Thus, the yeoman work in any science is done by the experimentalist who must keep the theoreticians honest. Michio Kaku, theoretical physicist and co-creator of string field theory, hyperspace. Fewer than 5% of the 195,000 books published each year sell more than 5,000 copies. Teams of publishers and editors with decades of combined experience fail more times than not. The founder of Borders Books lost $375 million of investor funding with Webvan, a nationwide grocery delivery service. The problem? No one wanted it. The moral is that intuition and experience are poor predictors of which products and businesses will be profitable. Focus groups are equally misleading. Ask 10 people if they would buy your product, then tell those who said yes that you have 10 units in your car and ask them to buy. The initial positive responses given by people who want to be liked and aim to please become polite refusals as soon as real money is at stake. To get an accurate indicator of commercial viability, don't ask people if they would buy, ask them to buy. The response to the second is the only one that matters. The approach of the NR reflects this. Step 3. Microtest your products. Microtesting involves using inexpensive advertisements to test consumer response to a product prior to manufacturing. It can be illegal to charge customers prior to shipment, so we will not charge customers. But it is still common practice. Why do so many commercials state allow 3 to 4 weeks for delivery if it only takes 3 to 5 days for a shipment to get from New York to California? It gives the companies time to manufacture product and use customers' credit card payments to finance it. Clever, but often against the law. In the pre-internet era, this was done using small classified ads in newspapers or magazines that led prospects to call a pre-recorded sales message. Prospects would leave their contact information, and based on the number of callers or response to a follow-up sales letter, the product would be abandoned or manufactured. In the internet era, there are better tools that are both cheaper and faster. We'll test the product ideas from the last chapter on Google AdWords, the largest and most sophisticated pay-per-click PPC engine, in 5 days for $500 or less. PPC here refers to the highlighted search results that are listed above and to the right of normal search results on Google. Advertisers pay to have these ads displayed when people search for a certain term related to the advertiser's product, such as cognitive supplement, and are charged a small fee from 5 cents to over $1 each time someone clicks through to their site. For a good introduction to Google AdWords and PPC, visit www.google.com/onlinebusiness. For expanded examples of the following PPC strategies, including a full 90-day PPC marketing plan, visit www.4hourworkweek.com. The basic test process consists of 3 parts, each of which is covered in this chapter. Best. Look at the competition and create a more compelling offer on a basic 1-to-3-page website, 1 to 3 hours. Test. Test the offer using short Google AdWords advertising campaigns, 3 hours to set up and 5 days of passive observation. Divest or invest. Cut losses with losers and manufacture the winners for sales rollout. Let's use 2 people, Sherwood and Johanna, and their 2 product ideas, French sailor shirts and a how-to yoga DVD for rock climbers, as case studies of what the testing steps look like and how you can do the same. Sherwood bought a striped sailing shirt in France while traveling last summer, and upon returning to NYC has been continually approached by 20 to 30-year-old males on the street who want to know where to get their own. Sensing an opportunity, he requests back issues of NYC-based weekly magazines aimed at this demographic and calls the manufacturer in France for pricing. He learns that he can purchase shirts at a wholesale price of $20 that sell for $100 retail. He adds $5 per shirt to account for shipping to the United States and arrives at a per-shirt cost of $25. It's not quite our ideal markup, 4 times versus 8 to 10 times, but he wants to test the product regardless. Johanna is a yoga instructor who has noticed her growing client base of rock climbers. She is also a rock climber and is considering creating a yoga instructional DVD tailored to that sport, which would include a 20-page spiral-bound manual and be priced at $80. She predicts that production of a low-budget first edition of the DVD would cost nothing more than a borrowed camera, one 90-minute digital tape, and a friend's iMac for simple editing. She can burn small quantities of this first edition DVD, no menus, just straight footage and titles, on the laptop and create labels with freeware from www.download.com. She has contacted a duplication house and learned that more professional DVDs will cost $3 to $5 a piece to duplicate in small quantities, minimum of 250, including cases. Now that they have ideas and estimates of startup costs, what next? Besting the competition. First and foremost, each product must pass a competitive litmus test. How can Sherwood and Johanna beat the competition and offer a superior product or guarantee? 1. Sherwood and Johanna Google the top terms each would use to try and find their respective products. To come up with related terms and derivative terms, both use search term suggestion tools. Overture, http://inventory.overture.com/d/search-inventory/suggestion. Google, https://adwords.google.com/select/main?CMD=keyword sandbox. Ask.com, www.ask.com. Type in one term and see narrow your search, expand your search, and related terms on the right side. Both then visit the three websites that consistently appear in top search and PPC positions. How can Sherwood and Johanna differentiate themselves? Use more credibility indicators, media, academia, associations, and testimonials. Create a better guarantee. Offer better selection. This applies to Sherwood and not Johanna. Free or faster shipping. Sherwood notices that the shirts are often hard to find on the competitive sites, all of which feature dozens of products, and the shirts are either made in the United States, inauthentic, or shipped from France. Customers must wait 2 to 4 weeks. Johanna cannot find a Yoga for Rock Climbing DVD, so she is starting from a blank slate. 2. Sherwood and Johanna now need to create a one-page, 300 to 600 words, testimonial-rich advertisement that emphasizes their differentiators and product benefits using text and either personal photos or stock photos from stock photo websites. Both have spent 2 weeks collecting advertisements that have prompted them to make purchases or that have caught their attention in print or online. These will serve as models. How did I come up with the most successful BodyQuick headline, the fastest way to increase power and speed guaranteed? I borrowed it from the longest-running and thus most profitable Rosetta Stone headline, the fastest way to learn a language guaranteed. Reinventing the wheel is expensive. Become an astute observer of what is already working and adapt it. Johanna asks her clients for testimonials, and Sherwood lets his friends try on the shirts to get several for his page. Sherwood also asks the manufacturer for photos and advertising samples. See www.pxmethod.com for a good example of how I have created a test page using testimonials from seminar attendees. Free how-to seminars, as recommended in the Expert Builder, are ideal for identifying popular selling points and securing testimonials. Testing the advertisement. Sherwood and Johanna now need to test actual customer response to their advertisements. Sherwood first tests his concept with a 48-hour eBay auction that includes his advertising text. He sets the reserve, the lowest price he'll accept, for one shirt at $50 and cancels the auction last minute to avoid legal issues since he doesn't have product to ship. He has received bids up to $75 and decides to move to the next phase of testing. Johanna doesn't feel comfortable with the apparent deception and skips this preliminary testing. Sherwood's cost? Less than $5. Both find a low-cost provider such as www.bluehost.com to host their soon-to-be one-page site. Bluehost includes one domain name with the hosting. Sherwood chooses www.shirtsfromfrance.com and Johanna chooses www.yogaclimber.com. For additional domain names, Johanna uses the cheap domain registrar www.domainsinseconds.com. Cost to both, less than $40. Sherwood uses Dreamweaver to create his one-page site advertisement and then creates two additional pages. If someone clicks on the purchase button at the bottom of the first page, it takes them to a second page with pricing, shipping, and handling, and basic contact fields to fill out, including email and phone. Sherwood includes shipping and handling prior to the final order page so that people don't finalize the order just to confirm total pricing. He wants his orders to reflect real orders and not price checkers. If the visitor presses Continue with Order, it takes them to a page that states, Unfortunately, we are currently on back order, but we'll contact you as soon as we have product in stock. Thank you for your patience. This structure allows him to test the first page ad and his pricing separately. If someone gets to the last page, it is considered an order. Johanna is not comfortable with dry testing, as Sherwood's approach is known, even though it is legal if the billing data isn't captured. She instead hires a designer from www.elance.com for $100 to create a single web page with the content of her one-page ad and an email sign-up for a free top 10 tips list for using yoga for rock climbing. She will consider 60% of the sign-ups as hypothetical orders. Cost to both, less than $150. Both set up simple Google AdWords campaigns with 50 to 100 search terms to simultaneously test headlines while driving traffic to their pages. Their daily budget limits are set at $50 per day. At this segue into PPC testing, I recommend you first visit www.google.com/online-business and then follow along by creating your own account, which should take about 10 minutes. It would be a waste of rainforests to use 10 pages to explain terms that can be understood at a glance online. Sherwood and Johanna decide on the best search terms by using the search term suggestion tools mentioned earlier. Both aim for specific terms when possible, French sailor shirts versus French shirts, yoga for sports versus yoga, for higher conversion rates, the percentage of visitors that purchase, and lower cost per click, CPC. They aim also for second through fourth positioning, but no more than 20 cents CPC. Sherwood will use Google's free analytical tools to track orders and page abandonment rates, what percentage of visitors leave the site from which pages. Johanna will use www.auber.com to track email signups. Since both Sherwood and Johanna are unsure of how to implement these tools, they hire freelance web programmers to set them up. Cost to both, $100. Both Johanna and Sherwood design AdWords ads that focus on their differentiators. Each Google AdWords ad consists of a headline and then two lines of description, neither of which can exceed 35 characters. In Sherwood's case, he creates five groups of 10 search terms each. The following are two of his ads. Sailor shirts from France. French quality, ship from U.S. Lifetime guarantee. www.shirtsfromfrance.com. Real French sailor shirts. French quality, ship from U.S. Lifetime guarantee. www.shirtsfromfrance.com. Johanna creates the same five groups of 10 terms each and tests a number of ads, including these. Yoga for rock climbers. DVD used by 512 climbers. Get flexible, fast. www.yogaclimber.com. Yoga for rock climbers. DVD used by 512 climbers. Get flexible, fast. www.yogaforsports.com. Notice that these ads can be used to test not just headlines, but guarantees, product names, and domain names. It's as simple as creating several ads rotated automatically by Google that are identical except for the one variable to be tested. How do you think I determined the best title for this book? Both Sherwood and Johanna disable the feature on Google that serves only the best performing ad. This is necessary to later compare the click-through rates from each and combine the best elements, headline, domain name, and body text, into a final ad. Last but not least, ensure that the ads don't trick prospects into visiting the site. The product offer should be clear. Our goal is qualified traffic, so we do not want to offer something free or otherwise attract window shoppers or the curious who are unlikely to buy. Cost to both, $50 or less per day times 5 days equals $250. Keeping in mind that 100 specific terms at 10 cents per click will perform better than 10 broad terms at $1 per click, the more you spend and thus the more traffic you drive, the more statistically valid the results will be. If budget permits, increase the number of related terms and daily expenditure so that the entire PPC test costs $500 to $1,000. Investing or divesting? 5 days later, it's time to tally the results. What can we consider a good click-through and conversion rate? This is where the math can be deceiving. If we're selling a $10,000 abominable snowman suit with an 80% profit margin, we obviously need a much lower conversion rate than someone who is selling a $50 DVD with a 70% profit margin. For sophisticated tools and free spreadsheets that do all sorts of calculations for you, visit www.4hourworkweek.com. Johanna and Sherwood decide to keep it simple at this stage. How much did they spend on PPC ads, and how much did they sell? Johanna has done well. The traffic wasn't enough to make the test stand up to statistical scrutiny, but she spent about $200 on PPC and got 14 signups for a free 10-tip report. If she assumes 60% would purchase, that means 8.4 people times $75 profit per DVD equals $630 in hypothetical total profit. This is also not taking into account the potential lifetime value of each customer. The results of her small test are no guarantee of future success, but the indications are positive enough that she decides to set up a Yahoo store for $99 per month and a small per-transaction fee. Her credit isn't excellent, so she will opt to use www.paypal.com to accept credit cards online instead of approaching her bank for a merchant account. This is a checking account for receiving credit card payments. She emails the 10-tip report to those who signed up and asks for their feedback and recommendations for content on the DVD. 10 days later, she has a first attempt at the DVD ready to ship, and her store is online. Her sales to the original sign-ups cover costs of productions, and she is soon selling a respectable 10 DVDs per week, $750 profit, via Google AdWords and Overture, the second-largest PPC engine. She plans to test print advertising in niche magazines and now needs to create an automation architecture to remove herself from the equation. Sherwood didn't fare as well, but still sees potential. He spent $150 on PPC and sold 3 shirts for a hypothetical $225 in profit. He had more than enough traffic, but the bulk of visitors left the site on the pricing page. Rather than drop pricing, he decides to test a 2x money-back guarantee on the pricing page, which will enable customers to get a $200 refund if the $100 shirts aren't the most comfortable they've ever owned. He retests and sells 7 shirts for $525 in profit. Based on these results, he sets up a merchant account through his bank to process credit cards, orders a 12 shirts from France, and sells them all over the following 10 days. This gives him enough profit to buy a small display ad at 50% off, asking for a first-time advertiser discount, and then citing a competing magazine to get another 20% off in a local weekly art magazine, in which he calls the shirt Jackson Pollock Shirts. He orders 24 more shirts with net 30 payment terms and puts a toll-free number. Set this up using services detailed at the end of this chapter and the next, in the print ad that forwards to his cell phone. He does this instead of using a website for 2 reasons. 1. He wants to determine the most common questions for his FAQ online. And 2. He wants to test an offer of $100 for 1 shirt, $75 in profit, or buy 2, get 1 free. $200 minus $75 equals $125 profit. He sells all 24 shirts in the first 5 days the magazine runs, most through the special offer. Success. He redesigns the print ad, putting answers to common questions in the text to cut down on calls for information, and decides to negotiate a longer-term ad agreement with the magazine. He sends his sales rep a check for 4 issues at 30% of their published rates. He calls to confirm that they received his check via FedEx, and with check in hand and deadlines looming, they don't refuse. Sherwood wants to go to Berlin during a 2-week break from his job, which he is now considering quitting. How can he roll out his success and escape his own company? He needs to build the architecture and get his mobile MBA. That's where the next chapter comes in. New Rich Revisited. How Doug Did It. Remember Doug from ProSoundEffects.com? How did he test the idea and go from $0 to $10,000 per month in the process? He followed these steps. 1. Market selection. He chose music and television producers as his market because he is a musician himself and has used these products. 2. Product brainstorm. He chose the most popular products available for resale from the largest manufacturers of sound libraries and arranged a wholesale purchase and dropship agreement with them. Many of these libraries cost well above $300, up to $7,500, and this is precisely why he needs to answer more customer service questions than someone with a lower-priced product of $50 to $200. 3. Microtesting. He auctioned the products on eBay to test demand and the highest possible pricing before purchasing inventory. He ordered product only when people placed orders from him, and product shipped immediately from the manufacturer's warehouses. Based on this demand confirmed on eBay, Doug created a Yahoo store with these products and began testing Google AdWords and other PPC search engines. 4. Rollout and automation. Following this testing, and upon generating sufficient cash flow, Doug began experimenting with print advertising in trade magazines. Simultaneously, he streamlined and outsourced operations to reduce his time requirements from 2 hours per day to 2 hours per week. Comfort challenge. Rejecting first offers and walking away. 3 days. Before performing this exercise, if possible, read the bonus chapter, How to Get $700,000 of Advertising for $10,000, on our companion site, and then set aside 2 hours on a consecutive Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. On Saturday and Sunday, go to a farmer's market or other outdoor event where goods are sold. If this isn't possible, go to small, independent retailers, not chains or mass retail. Set a budget of $100 for your negotiating tuition and look for items to purchase that total at least $150. Your job is to get the sellers down to a total of $100 or less for the lot. It is better to practice on many cheap items rather than a few big items. Be sure to reply to their first offer with, "What type of discount can you offer?" to let them negotiate against themselves. Negotiate near closing time. Choose your objective price, bracket, and make a firm offer with cash in hand for that amount. See the online bonus chapter on www.4hourworkweek.com to understand all of these terms in context. Practice walking away if your objective price isn't met. On Monday, call 2 magazines, expect the first to be awkward, and use the script on the companion site to negotiate minus the last firm offer. Get them as low as possible, and then call them back later to indicate that your proposal was refused by upper management or otherwise vetoed. This is the negotiating equivalent of paper trading. Paper trading refers to setting an imaginary budget, purchasing stocks, writing their current values on a piece of paper, and then tracking their performance over time to see how your investment would have done had it been for real. It is a no-risk method for honing investment skills before putting skin in the game. Get used to refusing offers and countering in person, and most importantly, on the phone. Tools and tricks. Sample Muse test page. The PX Method. www.pxmethod.com. This sales template was used to determine the viability of a speed reading product, which tested successfully. Notice how testimonials, credibility indicators, and risk reversal guarantees are used, and how the pricing is put on a separate page so it can be isolated as a testing variable. Use this as a reference. It is a simple and effective model that can be copied. Introduction to Pay-Per-Click PPC Advertising. Google AdWords Tutorial. www.google.com/online-business. Market sizing and keyword suggestion tools. Overture. http://inventory.overture.com/d/search-inventory/suggestion. Google. https://adwords.google.com/select/main?cmd=keyword-sandbox. Word Tracker, www.wordtracker.com. Ask.com, www.ask.com. Type in one term and see alternative terms to write. Brainstorm additional PPC search terms and determine the number of people who are searching for them. Low-cost domain registration. Domains in Seconds, www.domainsinseconds.com. I have close to 100 domains with this service. Joker, www.joker.com. Inexpensive but dependable hosting services. GoDaddy, www.godaddy.com. One and One, www.oneandone.com. Bluehost, www.bluehost.com. Rackspace, www.rackspace.com, known for dedicated and managed servers. Hosting.com, www.hosting.com, known for dedicated and managed servers. Shared hosting solutions, where your site is hosted alongside other sites on a single server, are so cheap that I recommend using two providers, one as a primary and one as a backup. Put your site pages on each host and sign up with www.no-ip.com, which can redirect traffic, DNS, to the backup in 5 minutes instead of the usual 24 to 48 hours. Free and paid stock photos. Free stock photos. www.freestockphotos.com. One of many stock photo databases available on the web. Photos are available in categories ranging from animals to ancient ruins for both personal and commercial use. Getty Images, www.getty.com. This is where the pros go. Stock photos and film of anything for a price. I pay $150 to $400 for most images I use in national print campaigns, and the quality is outstanding. Email sign-up tracking and scheduled autoresponders. AWeber, www.aweber.com. End-to-end site solutions with payment processing. Yahoo Store, http://smallbusiness.yahoo.com/e-commerce, 866-781-9246. This is what Doug used. As little as $40 per month with 1.5% per transaction, 24/7 support is excellent. eBay Store, http://pages.ebay.com/storefronts/start.html. Prices range from $15 to $500 per month, plus eBay fees. Simple payment processing for testing pages. PayPal Cart, www.paypal.com, see Merchant. Accept credit card payments in minutes. There are no monthly fees, 1.9 to 2.9% and 30 cents U.S. per transaction. Google Checkout, http://checkout.google.com/sell. Get $10 in free processing for each $1 spent on AdWords, 2% and 20 cents per transaction thereafter. This checkout option requires that customers have a Google ID. It is thus most useful as a supplement to one of the aforementioned payment solutions. Software for understanding web traffic, web analytics. Google Analytics, www.google.com/analytics. ClickTracks, www.clicktracks.com. Web Trends, www.webtrends.com. How are people finding, browsing, and leaving your site? How many prospective customers are being delivered by each PPC ad, and which pages are most popular? These programs tell you all this and more. Google is free for most low-volume sites and better than a lot of paid software, and the others cost $30 and upward per month. A/B testing software. Offermatica, www.offermatica.com. Vertster.com, www.vertster.com. Optimost, www.optimost.com. Testing is, as you know, the name of the game, but testing all the variables can be confusing. How do you know which combination of headlines, text, and images on your homepage results in the most sales? Instead of using one version for a period and then alternating, which is time-consuming, use software that serves up different versions of your homepage to prospects at random and then does the math for you. Low-cost toll-free numbers. Toll-free Max, www.tollfreemax.com, 877-888-8MAX. Toll-free Max allows you to have your own toll-free number. Calls can be forwarded to any other numbers. Voicemail goes to your email address. Checking competitive site traffic. Alexa, www.alexa.com. See how much traffic your competition is getting and who is linking to them. Freelance designers and programmers. Elance, www.elance.com, 877-435-2623. Craigslist, www.craigslist.org. Chapter 11, Income Autopilot 3, MBA, Management by Absence. The factory of the future will have only two employees, a man and a dog. The man will be there to feed the dog will be there to keep the man from touching the equipment. Warren G. Bennis, University of Southern California Professor of Business Administration, advisor to Ronald Reagan and John F. Kennedy. Most entrepreneurs don't start out with automation as a goal. This leaves them open to mass confusion in a world where each business guru contradicts the next. Consider the following. A company is stronger if it is bound by love rather than by fear. If the employees come first, then they're happy. Herb Kelleher, co-founder of Southwest Airlines. Look, kitty, I built this business by being a bastard. I run it by being a bastard. I'll always be a bastard, and don't you ever try to change me. Charles Revson, founder of Revlon, to a senior executive within his company. Whom to follow? If you are fast on your feet, you'll notice that I just offered you an either-or option. The good news is that, as usual, there is a third option. The contradictory advice you find in business books and elsewhere usually relates to managing employees, how to handle the human element. Herb tells you to give them a hug. Revson tells you to kick them in the balls, and I tell you to solve the problem by eliminating it altogether. Remove the human element. Once you have a product that sells, it's time to design a self-correcting business architecture that runs itself. The Remote Control CEO. The power of hiding ourselves from one another is mercifully given, for men are wild beasts and would devour one another but for this protection. Henry Ward Beecher, U.S. abolitionist and clergyman, Proverbs from Plymouth Pulpit. Rural Pennsylvania. In a 200-year-old stone farmhouse, a quiet experiment in 21st century leadership is proceeding exactly as planned. Stephen McDonnell is upstairs in his flip-flops looking at a spreadsheet on his computer. His company has increased its annual revenue 30% per year since it all began, and he is able to spend more time with his three daughters than he ever thought possible. The experiment? As CEO of Applegate Farms, he insists on spending just one day per week at the company headquarters in Bridgewater, New Jersey. He's not the only CEO who spends time at home, of course. There are hundreds who have heart attacks or nervous breakdowns and need time to recover, but there is a huge difference. McDonnell has been doing it for more than 17 years. Rarer still, he started doing it just 6 months after founding the company. This intentional absence has enabled him to create a process-driven instead of founder-driven business. Limiting contact with managers forces the entrepreneur to develop operational rules that enable others to deal with problems themselves instead of calling for help. This isn't just for small operations. Applegate Farms sells more than 120 organic and natural meat products to high-end retailers and generates more than $35 million in revenue per year. It is all possible because McDonald's started with the end in mind. Behind the scenes, the Muse architecture. Orders are nobody can see the Great Oz. Not nobody, not know how. Guardian of the Emerald City Gates, the Wizard of Oz. Starting with the end in mind, an organizational map of what the eventual business will look like is not new. Infamous dealmaker Wayne Huizenga copied the org chart of McDonald's to turn Blockbuster into a billion-dollar behemoth, and dozens of titans have done much the same. In our case, it's the end in mind that is different. Our goal isn't to create a business that is as large as possible, but rather a business that bothers us as little as possible. The architecture has to place us out of the information flow instead of putting us at the top of it. I didn't get this right the first time I tried. In 2003, I was interviewed in my home office for a documentary called As Seen on TV. We were interrupted every 20 to 30 seconds with beeping email notifications, IM pings, and ringing phones. I couldn't leave them unanswered because dozens of decisions depended on me. If I didn't ensure the trains were running on time and put out the fires, no one would. Splitting the pie. Outsourcer economics. Each outsourcer takes a piece of the revenue pie. Here is what the general profit loss might look like for a hypothetical $80 product sold via phone and developed with the help of an expert who is paid a royalty. I recommend calculating profit margins using higher than anticipated expenses. This will account for unforeseen costs, read screw-ups, and miscellaneous fees such as monthly reports, etc. Revenue. Product cost, $80. Shipping and handling, $12.95. Total revenue, $92.95. Expenses. Product manufacturing, $10. Call center, 83 cents per minute times average call time of 4 minutes, $3.32. Shipping, $5.80. Fulfillment, $1.85 per package plus 50 cents for boxes and packing, $2.35. Credit card processing, 2.75% of $92.95, $2.56. Returns plus declined cards, 6% of $92.95, $5.58. Royalties, 5% of wholesale price of $48, $80 times 0.6, $2.40. Total expenses, $32.01. Profit, revenue minus expenses, $60.94. How do you factor in advertising cost? If a $1,000 ad or $1,000 in PPC produces 50 sales, my advertising cost per order, CPO, is $20. This makes the actual per unit profit $40.94. I set a new goal after that experience, and when I was interviewed 6 months later as a follow-up, one change was more pronounced than all others. Silence. I had redesigned the business from the ground up so that I had no phone calls to answer and no email to respond to. I'm often asked how big my company is, how many people I employ full-time. The answer is one. Most people lose interest at that point. If someone were to ask me how many people run Brain Quicken LLC, on the other hand, the answer is different, between 200 and 300. I am the ghost in the machine. From advertisements, print in this example, to a cash deposit in my bank account, the diagram on the audiobook cover is what a simplified version of my architecture looks like, including some sample costs. If you have developed a product based on the guidelines in the last two chapters, it will plug into this structure hand in glove. Where am I in the diagram? Nowhere. I am not a toll booth through which anything needs to pass. I am more like a police officer on the side of the road who can step in if need be, and I use detailed reports from outsourcers to ensure the cogs are moving as intended. I check reports from fulfillment each Monday and monthly reports from the same the first of each month. The latter reports include orders received from the call center, which I can compare to the call center bills to gauge profit. Otherwise, I just check bank accounts online on the 1st and 15th of each month to look for odd deductions. If I find something, one email will fix it, and if not, it's back to kendo, painting, hiking, or whatever I happen to be doing at the time. Removing yourself from the equation, when and how. The system is the solution. AT&T. The diagram on the audiobook cover should be your rough blueprint for designing a self-sustaining virtual architecture. There could be differences, more or fewer elements, but the main principles are the same. 1. Contract outsourcing companies that specialize in one function versus freelancers whenever possible, so that if someone is fired, quits, or doesn't perform, you can replace them without interrupting your business. Hire trained groups of people who can provide detailed reporting and replace one another as needed. 2. Ensure that all outsourcers are willing to communicate among themselves to solve problems, and give them written permission to make most inexpensive decisions without consulting you first. I started at less than $100 and moved to $400 after 2 months. How do you get there? It helps to look at where entrepreneurs typically lose their momentum and stall permanently. Most entrepreneurs begin with the cheapest tools available, bootstrapping and doing things themselves to get up and running with little cash. This isn't the problem. In fact, it's necessary so that the entrepreneurs can train outsourcers later. The problem is that these same entrepreneurs don't know when and how to replace themselves or their homemade infrastructure with something more scalable. By scalable, I mean a business architecture that can handle 10,000 orders per week as easily as it can handle 10 orders per week. Doing this requires minimizing your decision-making responsibilities, which achieves our goal of time freedom while setting the stage for doubling and tripling income with no change in hours worked. Call the companies at the end of the chapter to research costs. Plan and budget accordingly to upgrade infrastructure at the following milestones, which I measure in units of product shipped. Phase 1, 0 to 50 total units of product shipped. Do it all yourself. Put your phone number on the site for both general questions and order taking. This is important in the beginning, and take customer calls to determine common questions that you will answer later in an online FAQ. This FAQ will also be the main material for training phone operators and developing sales scripts. Is PPC, an offline advertisement, or your website too vague or misleading, thus attracting unqualified and time-consuming consumers? If so, change them to answer common questions and make the product benefits, including what it isn't or doesn't do, clearer. Answer all email and save your responses in one folder called Customer Service Questions. CC yourself on responses and put the nature of the customer's questions in the subject lines for future indexing. Personally pack and ship all products to determine the cheapest options for both. Investigate opening a merchant account from your local small bank, easier to get than with a larger bank, for later outsourced credit card processing. Phase 2. 10 units shipped per week. Add the extensive FAQ to your website and continue to add answers to common questions as received. Find local fulfillment companies in the Yellow Pages under Fulfillment Services or Mailing Services. If you cannot find one there or at www.mfsanet.org, call local printers and ask them for recommendations. Narrow the field to those, often the smallest, who will agree not to charge you setup fees and monthly minimums. If this isn't possible, ask for at least 50% off both and then request that the setup fee be applied as an advance against shipping or their other fees. Limit the candidates further to those who can respond to order status, email, ideal, or phone calls from customers. The email from your customer service folder will be provided as copy and paste responses, especially those related to order status and refund requests. Sample email responses for fulfillment purposes can be found at www.4hourworkweek.com. To lower or eliminate miscellaneous fees, explain that you are a startup and that your budget is small. Tell them you need the cash for advertising that will drive more shipments. If needed, mention the competitive companies that you are considering and pit them against one another, using lower pricing or concessions from one to get larger discounts and bonuses from the other. Before making your final selection, ask for at least 3 client references and use the following to elicit the negatives. I understand they're good, but everyone has weaknesses. If you had to point out where you've had some issues and what they're not the best at, what would you say? Can you please describe an incident or a disagreement? I expect these with all companies, so it's no big deal, and it's confidential, of course. Ask for net 30 terms, payment for services 30 days after they're rendered, after 1 month of prompt payment for their services. It's easier to negotiate all of the above points with smaller operations that need the business. Have your contract manufacturer ship product directly to the fulfillment house once you have decided on one, and put the fulfillment house's email, you can use an email address at your domain and forward it, or phone number on the online thank you page for order status questions. Phase 3. 20 units shipped per week. Now you will have the cash flow to afford the setup fees and the monthly minimums that bigger, more sophisticated outsourcers will ask for. Call the end-to-end fulfillment houses that handle it all, from order status to returns and refunds. Interview them about costs and ask them for referrals to call centers and credit card processors they've collaborated with for file transfers and problem solving. Don't assemble an architecture of strangers. There will be programming costs and mistakes, both of which are expensive. Set up an account with the credit card processor first, for which you will need your own merchant account. This is critical, as the fulfillment house can only handle refunds and declined cards for transactions they process themselves through an outsourced credit card processor. Optionally, set up an account with one of the call centers your new fulfillment center recommends. These will often have toll-free numbers you can use instead of purchasing your own. Look at the percentage split of online to phone orders during testing and consider carefully if the extra revenue from the latter is worth the hassle. It often isn't. Those who call to order will generally order online if given no other option. Before signing on with a call center, get several 800 numbers they answer for current clients and make test calls, asking difficult product-related questions and gauging sales abilities. Call each number at least 3 times, morning, afternoon, and evening, and note the make-or-break factor, wait time. The phone should be answered within 3 to 4 rings, and if you are put on hold, the shorter the wait, the better. More than 15 seconds will result in too many abandoned calls and waste advertising dollars. The art of indecision. Fewer options equals more revenue. Companies go out of business when they make the wrong decisions or, just as important, make too many decisions. The latter creates complexity. Mike Maples, co-founder of Motive Communications, IPO to $260 million market cap, founding executive of Tivoli, sold to IBM for $750 million, and investor in companies such as Dig.com. Joseph Sugarman is the marketing genius behind dozens of direct response and retail successes, including the blue blocker sunglasses phenomenon. Prior to his string of home runs on television, he sold 20,000 pairs of blue blockers within 15 minutes of his first QVC appearance. His domain was print media, where he made millions and built an empire called JS&A Group. He was once recruited to design an advertisement for a manufacturer's watch line. The manufacturer wanted to feature 9 different watches in the ad, and Joe recommended featuring just one. The client insisted, and Joe offered to do both and test them in the same issue of the Wall Street Journal. The result? The one watch offer outsold the 9 watch offer 6-1. Henry Ford once said, referring to his Model T, the best-selling car of all time, "The customer can have any color he wants, so long as it's black." He understood something that business people seem to have forgotten. Serving the customer, customer service, is not becoming a personal concierge and catering to their every whim and want. Customer service is providing an excellent product at an acceptable price and solving legitimate problems, lost packages, replacements, refunds, etc., in the fastest manner possible. That's it. The more options you offer the customer, the more indecision you create and the fewer orders you receive. It is a disservice all around. Furthermore, the more options you offer the customer, the more manufacturing and customer service burden you create for yourself. The art of undecision refers to minimizing the number of decisions your customers can or need to make. Here are a few methods that I and other NR have used to reduce service overhead 20 to 80%. 1. Offer 1 or 2 purchase options, basic and premium, for example, and no more. 2. Do not offer multiple shipping options. Offer 1 fast method instead and charge a premium. 3. Do not offer overnight or expedited shipping. It is possible to refer them to a reseller who does, as is true with all of these points, as these shipping methods will produce hundreds of anxious phone calls. 4. Eliminate phone orders completely and direct all prospects to online ordering. This seems outrageous until you realize that success stories like Amazon.com have depended on it as a fundamental cost saver to survive and thrive. 5. Do not offer international shipments. Spending 10 minutes per order filling out customs forms and then dealing with customer complaints when the product costs 20 to 100% more with tariffs and duties is about as fun as headbutting a curb. It's about as profitable, too. Some of these policies hint at what is perhaps the biggest time saver of all, customer filtering. Not all customers are created equal. Once you reach phase 3 and have some cash flow, it's time to reevaluate your customers and thin the herd. There are good and bad versions of all things. Good food, good movies, bad movies, good sex, bad sex, and yes, good customers and bad customers. Decide now to do business with the former and avoid the latter. I recommend looking at the customer as an equal trading partner and not as an infallible blessing of a human being to be pleased at all costs. If you offer an excellent product at an acceptable price, it is an equal trade and not a begging session between subordinate, you, and superior, customer. Be professional, but never kowtow to unreasonable people. Instead of dealing with problem customers, I recommend you prevent them from ordering in the first place. I know dozens of NR who don't accept Western Union or checks as payment. Some would respond to this with, "You're giving up 10 to 15% of your sales." The NR, in turn, would say, I am, but I'm also avoiding the 10 to 15% of the customers who create 40% of the expenses and eat 40% of my time. It's classic 80-20. Those who spend the least and ask for the most before ordering will do the same after the sale. Cutting them out is both a good lifestyle decision and a good financial decision. Low-profit and high-maintenance customers like to call operators and spend up to 30 minutes on the phone asking questions that are unimportant or answered online, costing, in my case, $24.90, 30 times 83 cents per 30-minute incident, eliminating the minuscule profit they contribute in the first place. Those who spend the most complain the least. In addition to our premium $50 to $200 pricing, here are a few additional policies that attract the high-profit and low-maintenance customers we want. 1. Do not accept payment via Western Union, checks, or money order. 2. Raise wholesale minimums to 12 to 100 units and require a tax ID number to qualify resellers who are real business people and not time-intensive novices. Don't run a personal business school. 3. Refer all potential resellers to an online order form that must be printed, filled out, and faxed in. Never negotiate pricing or approve lower pricing for higher volume orders. Cite company policy due to having had problems in the past. 4. Offer low-priced products, a la MRI's NO2 book, instead of free products to capture contact information for follow-up sales. Offering something for free is the best way to attract time eaters and spend money on those unwilling to return the favor. 5. Offer a lose-win guarantee instead of free trials. 6. Do not accept orders from common mail fraud countries such as Nigeria. Make your customer base an exclusive club and treat the members well once they've been accepted. The lose-win guarantee. How to sell anything to anyone. If you want a guarantee, buy a toaster. Clint Eastwood. The 30-day money-back guarantee is dead. It just doesn't have the pizzazz it once did. If a product doesn't work, I've been lied to and will have to spend an afternoon at the post office to return it. This costs me more than just the price I paid for the product, both in time and actual postage. Risk elimination just isn't enough. This is where we enter the neglected realm of lose-win guarantees and risk reversal. The NR use what most consider an afterthought, the guarantee, as a cornerstone sales tool. The NR aim to make it profitable for the customer even if the product fails. Lose-win guarantees not only remove risk for the consumer, but put the company at financial risk. Here are a few examples of putting your money where your mouth is. Delivered in 30 minutes or less, or it's free. Domino's Pizza built its business on this guarantee. We're so confident that you'll like Cialis. If you don't, we'll pay for the brand of your choice. The Cialis Promise Program offers a free sample of Cialis and then offers to pay for competing products if Cialis doesn't live up to the hype. If your car is stolen, we'll pay $500 of your insurance deductible. This guarantee helped The Club become the number one selling mechanical automobile anti-theft device in the world. 110% guaranteed to work within 60 minutes of the first dose. This was for Body Quick and a first among sports supplements. I offered to not only refund customers the price of the product if it didn't work within 60 minutes of the first dose, but also to send them a check for 10% more. The lose-win guarantee might seem like a big risk, especially when someone can abuse it for profit like in the Body Quick example, but it isn't, if your product delivers. Most people are honest. Let's look at some actual numbers. Returns for Body Quick, even with a 60-day return period, and partially because of it, are less than 3% in an industry in which the average is 12 to 15% for a normal 30-day, 100% money-back guarantee. Sales increased more than 300% within 4 weeks of introducing the 110% guarantee, and returns decreased overall. For the benefit of the customer and to capitalize on universal laziness, me included, provide as much time as possible to consider or forget the product. Ginsu Knives offered a 50-year guarantee. Can you offer a 60, 90, or even 365-day guarantee? Gauge average return percentages with a 30 or 60-day guarantee first for budgeting calculations and cash flow projections, and then extend it. Johanna adopted this lose-win offer and came up with an increased sport-specific flexibility 40% in 2 weeks, or return it for a full refund, including shipping, and keep the 20-minute bonus DVD as our gift. Sherwood found his guarantee as well. If these shirts are not the most comfortable you've ever worn, return them and get 2 times your purchase price back. Each shirt is also guaranteed for life. If it gets threadbare, send it back and we'll replace it free of charge. Both of them increased sales more than 200% in the first 2 months. Return percentage remained the same for Johanna and increased 50% for Sherwood, from 2 to 3%. Disaster? Far from it. Instead of selling 50 and getting one back with a 100% guarantee, 50 times $100 minus $100 equals $4,900 in revenue, he sold 200 and got 6 back with the 200% guarantee. 200 times 100 minus 6 times 200 equals $18,800 in revenue. I'll take the latter. Lose-win is the new win-win. Stand out and reap the rewards. Little Blue Chip. How to look Fortune 500 in 45 minutes. Are you tired of sand being kicked in your face? I promise you new muscles in days. Charles Atlas, strongman who sold more than $30 million worth of dynamic tension muscle courses through comic books. If approaching large resellers or potential partners, small company size will be an obstacle. This discrimination is often as insurmountable as it is unfounded. Fortunately, a few simple steps can dramatically upgrade your budding Fortune 500 image and take your muse from coffee shop to boardroom in 45 minutes or less. 1. Don't be the CEO or founder. Being the CEO or founder screams startup. Give yourself the mid-level title of vice president, director, or something similar that can be added to depending on the occasion. Director of sales, director of business management, etc. For negotiation purposes as well, remember that it is best not to appear to be the ultimate decision maker. 2. Put multiple email and phone contacts on the website. Put various email addresses on the Contact Us page for different departments, such as human resources, sales, general inquiries, wholesale distribution, media, PR, investors, web comments, order status, and so on. In the beginning, these will all forward to your email address. In Phase 3, most will forward to the appropriate outsourcers. Multiple toll-free numbers can be used in the same fashion. 3. Set up an interactive voice response, IVR, remote receptionist. It is possible to sound like a blue chip for less than $30. In fewer than 10 minutes on a site such as www.angel.com, which boasts clients such as Reebok and Kellogg's, it is possible to set up an 800 number that greets callers with a voice prompt such as, "Thank you for calling, business name. Please say the name of the person or department you would like to reach, or just hold on for a list of options." Upon speaking your name or selecting the appropriate department, the caller is forwarded to your preferred phone or the appropriate outsourcer, with on-hold music and all. 4. Do not provide home addresses. Do not use your home address or you will get visitors. Prior to securing an end-to-end fulfillment house that can handle checks and money orders, if you decide to accept them, use a post office box but leave out the P.O. box and include the street address of the post office itself. Thus, P.O. Box 555 Nowhere U.S. 11936 becomes Suite 555 1234 Downtown Avenue U.S. 11936. Go forth and project professionalism with a well-designed image. Perceived size does matter. Comfort Challenge. Relax in public. 2 days. This is the last comfort challenge, placed prior to the chapter that tackles the most uncomfortable turning point for most office dwellers, negotiating remote work agreements. This challenge is intended to be fun while showing, in no uncertain terms, that the rules most follow are nothing more than social conventions. There are no legal boundaries stopping you from creating an ideal life, or just being self-entertained and causing mass confusion. So, relaxing in public. Sounds easy, right? I'm somewhat famous for relaxing in style to get a laugh out of friends. Here is the deal, and I don't care if you're male or female, 20 or 60, Mongolian or Martian. I call the following a timeout. Once per day, for 2 days, Simply lie down in the middle of a crowded public place at some point. Lunchtime is ideal. It can be a well-trafficked sidewalk, the middle of a popular Starbucks, or a popular bar. There is no real technique involved. Just lie down and remain silent on the ground for about 10 seconds, and then get up and continue on with whatever you were doing before. I used to do this at nightclubs to clear space for breakdancing circles. No one responded to pleading, but going catatonic on the ground did the trick. Don't explain it at all. If someone asks you about it after the fact, he or she will be too confused to ask you while you're doing it for 10 seconds. Just respond, "I just felt like lying down for a second." The less you say, the funnier and more gratifying this will be. Do it on solo missions for the first 2 days, and then feel free to do it when with a group of friends. It's a riot. It isn't enough to think outside the box. Thinking is passive. Get used to acting outside the box. Tools and tricks. Looking huge. Virtual receptionist and IVR. Angel. www.angel.com. 888-692-6435. Get an 800 number with professional voice menu, voice recognition departments, extensions, etc. in 5 minutes. Incredible. Ring Central. www.ringcentral.com. 888-898-4591. Offers toll-free numbers, call screening and forwarding, voicemail, fax send and receive, and message alerts, all online. CD, DVD duplication, printing, and product packaging. AVC Corporation. www.avccorp.com. 310-533-5811. SF Video. www.sfvideo.com. 800-545-5865. Local Fulfillment. Fewer than 20 units shipped per week. Mailing Fulfillment Service Association, www.mfsanet.org, 800-333-6272. End-to-end fulfillment companies, more than 20 units shipped per week, $500 plus setup. Motivational Fulfillment, www.mfpsinc.com, 909-517-2200. The secret back-end infrastructure to campaigns from HBO, PBS, Comic Relief, Body by Jake, and more. Moulton Fulfillment, www.moultonfulfillment.com, 818-997-1800. 200,000-square-foot facility that offers real-time online inventory reports. National Fulfillment, www.nationalfulfillment.com, 800-449-0016. Located in Central Tennessee to minimize ship times to all domestic locations. Order taking call centers, per minute charges. These call centers are known for being efficient order takers. In other words, if you give the product price in an advertisement, hard offer, are offering free information, lead generation, or don't need trained salespeople who can overcome objections, these are good options. West Teleservices, www.west.com. 800-232-0900. Employs 29,000 worldwide and processes billions of minutes per year. All the high-volume and low-price players use them. Live Ops. www.liveops.com. 800-411-4700. This pioneer in home-based reps often permits lower per-minute rates. Convergys. www.convergys.com. 888-284-9900. Closer call centers, per minute and or per sale commissions. These call centers are more appropriately called sales centers. Operators are commissioned and trained closers whose sole goal is to convert callers to buyers. These calls are in response to call for information, trial, sample ads that don't feature a price, soft offers. These are the pros I work with, but expect higher costs. Impulse, www.impulseresponse.com. 800-841-9000. Provides everything to manage your campaign, from script writers to consultants to in-house trainers. Excellent reputation. Protocol Marketing. www.protocolmarketing.com. 800-677-2001. One of the classic sales-oriented call centers. I've used them for years. Triton Technology. www.tritontechnology.com. 800-704-7538. Commission-only sales center known for incredible closing abilities. See the movie Boiler Room and Alec Baldwin's character in Glengarry Glen Ross. Don't call unless your product sells for at least $100. Credit card processors, merchant account through your bank necessary. These companies, unlike options in the last chapter, specialize in not only processing credit cards, but interacting with fulfillment on your behalf, removing you from the flowchart. Transfirst Payment Processing, www.transfirst.com, 800-745-2659. Chase Payment Tech, www.paymenttech.com, 800-824-4313. Trust Commerce, www.trustcommerce.com, 949-387-3747. Affiliate Program Software, My Affiliate Program, www.myaffiliateprogram.com, 888-224-6565. Discount Media Buying Agencies. If you go to a magazine, radio station, or TV channel and pay rate card, the retail pricing first given, you will never make it big. Save a lot of headache and expense. Consider using ad agencies that negotiate discounts of up to 90% in their chosen media. Manhattan Media, print, www.manhmedia.com, 212-808-4077. Great agency with fast turnaround. I've used them since the beginning. Novus Media, print, www.novusprintmedia.com, 612-874-3000. Has established relationships with over 1,400 magazines and newspaper publishers and offers an average of 80% off of rate card. Clients include Sharper Image and Office Depot. Mercury Media, TV, www.mercurymedia.com. The largest private DR media agency in the United States. They specialize in TV, but can also handle radio and print. They offer full tracking and reporting to determine ROI. RevShare, TV, www.revshare.com, 310-451-2900. Pay for results, not time, is their motto. RevShare allows you to split order profits with TV stations instead of paying for time up front. This is known as per inquiry, or PI, in TV and other offline media. Marketing Architects, radio, www.marketingarchitects.com, 800-700-7726. The de facto leaders in radio DR, but a bit on the expensive side. Almost all of the most successful DR products, Carlton Sheets, No Money Down, Tony Robbins, etc., have used them. Radio Direct Response, radio, www.radiodirect.com, 610-892-7300. Mark Lipsky has put together a great firm with clients ranging from small direct marketers to Travel Channel and Wells Fargo. Online marketing and research firms, PPC campaign management, etc. Starting small, find a local individual to help. SEMPO, www.sempo.org. See the member directory, 781-876-8866. Excellent mid-size firms. Clicks to Customers, www.clicks2customers.com. Working Planet, www.workingplanet.com. 401-709-3123. The hard-hitting pros. Small campaigns start at a few thousand dollars. Marketing Experiments. www.marketingexperiments.com. This is my team. Did It. www.did-it.com. 800-932-7761. Pepper Jam Search. www.pepperjamsearch.com. 877-796-5700. iProspect, www.iProspect.com, 617-923-7000. Full service infomercial producers. These are the companies that made Orec Direct, Nutrisystem, Nordic Track, and Hooked on Phonics household names. The first has an excellent DRTV glossary, and both sites offer excellent resources. Don't call unless you can budget at least $15,000 for a short-form commercial or more than $50,000 for a long-form infomercial. Hawthorne Direct, www.hawthornedirect.com, 641-472-3800. Script to Screen, www.scripttoscreen.com, 714-558-3971. Retail and International Product Distribution. Want to get your product on the shelves of Walmart, Costco, Nordstrom, or the leading department store in Japan? Sometimes it pays to have experts with relationships get you there. BJ Direct International, www.bjgd.com, 949-753-1111. Celebrity Brokers. Want a celebrity to endorse your product or be a spokesperson? It can cost a lot less than you think, if you do it right. I know of one clothing endorsement deal with the best pitcher in Major League Baseball that costs just $20,000 per year. Here are the brokers who can make it happen. Celeb Brokers, www.celebbrokers.com, 310-268-1476. President Jack King was the person who first turned me on to this fascinating world. He knows it all, inside and out. Celebrity Endorsement Network, www.celebrityendorsement.com, 818-225-7090. Celebrity Finding. Contact Any Celebrity, www.contactanycelebrity.com. It is possible to do it yourself, as I have done many times. This online directory and its helpful staff will help you find any celebrity in the world.